It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway, located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to St. John's University in Collegeville. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. We have a big, big boys basketball game for you tonight. The Albany Huskies are ranked number one in Class AA, taking on the Dawson Boy Blackjacks. The Blackjacks are ranked number two in Class A. And this is the Granite City Classic, they call it, one of the biggest holiday basketball tournaments in the country. I think there's like 8 or 10 sites around St. Cloud area. Colleges and high schools hosting 5-6 games each day, yesterday and today. There's actually, I think, 6 games here at St. John's University today. And I saw a really good girls matchup earlier this afternoon. The Alexandria Cardinal girls, they downed Rock Ridge by just 3 points, and those two teams are highly ranked in the state basketball tournament. And Elk River beat Sartell Stephen. North Branch just beat Ricori. That's why we're running a little bit behind schedule, because the Ricori and North Branch game just was completed. So, Blackjacks and the Albany Huskies. Let's go through your State Farm Insurance starting lineups tonight. First, for the visiting Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, there are the visitors on the scoreboard. Gunnar Liebel, the number 0, is a 6-foot junior. Carson Stratmoney, he wears number 3, is a 6-foot sophomore guard. Brayson Boyk, number 5, a 6-foot-8 senior. Drew Yomlin, number 10. 6'7" senior forward, and Jackson Hasted, number 12, a 6'3" guard and a sophomore. And the Blackjacks are coached by head coach Corey Larson, assisted by Keith Stratmone and Dustin Yomlin. Blackjacks have a 6-1 record. Your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for the Albany Huskies are ranked number 1 in Class AA. They have a record of 7 wins and no losses. Number 0, Austin Zeke, 6'3" senior, who'll be going on to play college basketball next year. Braden Justin, number 5, a 6'1" junior guard. Number 21, Elliot Burnett, a 6'2" senior guard. Ethan Meyer, number 22, a 6'2" senior forward. And number 25, a 6'2" junior post player, Jake Buttweiler. One of their best players, I understand, is out with an injury. And so we'll see if he's dressed or not. But Albany has a very good team, and we'll see how the Blackjacks can do. That's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups, brought to you by your State Farm Insurance agent, Tony Arata, with offices in Canby and Madison. That wraps up our Subway pregame show. We'll be back in a couple minutes with the opening tip-off between the Albany Huskies and the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks right after this.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramos and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Matson Family Chiropractic. Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Lock and Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Mineota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Club and Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lane's Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Welcome back to St. John's University. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Glad you're with us on Q92 for Dawson Boys Blackjack Boys Basketball tonight. It's the Granite City Classic, Day 2. I'm not sure. There's close to 100 basketball teams in the St. Cloud area yesterday and today, and 8 or 10 sites, something like that, all around the St. Cloud area. And I've been here at St. John's since mid-afternoon, watched a few really good basketball games. Now, this is the last game of the night here at St. John's, the Blackjacks and the Albany Huskies. Dawson Boyd yesterday beat Neva 67-62. They led by 3 at the half. Boyd led the Blackjacks yesterday in scoring with 20, and he had 6 boards. Liebel had 17. Hasted had a nice game. Hasted had 15. And yesterday, the Albany Huskies, they beat Maranatha Christian Academy 70-53. Huskies in their purple and black. Here's the opening tip-off, and it belongs. It's like man-to-man defense for the Albany Huskies. Blackjacks going to my right. They go down low. Nice pass. Boyd scores. What an assist from Gunner Liebel to Brayson Boyd. What a nice assist there to Boyk from Liebel. And the Blackjacks got off to a good start there, and Brayson was fouled. And so he'll try to make it a three-point play. And his free throw is good. As I mentioned, he had 20 points. Well, I'm anticipating a really good game here. Two talented basketball teams here on the court at St. John's University tonight. Austin Zeke will drive baseline. They go down low to number 20. Blocked by Liebel, and he's called for, well, Hasted. Hasted with the block and the foul. And so we've had a foul on each team. Boy, a lot of Dawson Boyd fans sitting across the gym floor from me here. They made the trip tonight to St. John's. And here's the free throw by number 25, Jake Butweiler, and he missed it. And the Blackjacks have their 3-0 lead on a field goal and a free throw by Brayson Boyk. And Butweiler's second free throw, that's no good. Rebounded by Yamlin. Yamlin will bring the ball up the floor himself, crosses midcourt, crossover dribble. Now over to Stratmone. Quick pass to Hasted. The sophomore, Jackson Hasted, with the ball. Blackjacks lead 3-0. Hasted in the corner. Nice pass underneath. A lot of contact there. No whistle. Blake's going to put up a long three, and that's way short. Yamlin tried to save it and can't. And it goes out of bounds to the Blackjacks. turn the ball over to the Albany Huskies. Looking at the record, 7-0 for the Huskies, but they really haven't beat anybody over 500 this year. They played some really good teams. And Triple A, this is a big Double A school, the Albany Huskies. And here's a three-pointer by Zeke, and it's good. Zeke Austin for three, and he ties it up 3-3. Tied up 3-3, just underway here from St. John's. Boyk down low, nice pass to Yamlin, and Yamlin scores. Boyk found Yamlin, breaking to the basket, and Drew laid it up and in, an easy basket there. Huskies, Burnett with a short jumper, no good, rebound Albany, they pop it back out, three-pointer, no good, good box out by Yamlin, and Drew will bring it up the floor. Quick pass down the half set, picked off there by Elliot Burnett. He's off and running for Albany. They kick it in the corner. Albany, 7 wins, no losses on the season. Blackjacks on defense here. Braden Justin goes to the basket, lays it up and in. Braden Justin, the junior guard, exploded to the basket and made the layup, and it's tied up 5-5. 5-5 to score. Boyk traveled. Grayson was at the top of the key and just dragged his foot. He's going to break to the basket. You can hear Coach Corey Larson, and Corey standing right in front of me here. I'm broadcasting right next to the Blackjack bench. Albany tied up 5-5. Just underway. Albany with the ball. Austin. Now down to number 25. This is Butweiler. He's being trapped. Now to the top of the key to Zeke Austin. Good defense by the Blackjacks. The crowd is getting in there by Austin. It's no good. That body's on the floor and rebounded by Hasted. Hasted with the basketball. Jackson going to the basket. Lays it up. No good. He tried to go underhand under the basket. And now a fast break by Albany, and they'll pull it back out. Braden Austin. Top of the key. Here's a three-pointer by Meyer, and it's off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Gunner. 5-5 the score. Number one ranked team in AA. Albany Huskies, the number two ranked team in Class A. The Dawson Boyd Blackjack going head-to-head here tonight in the Granite City Classic. Gunner down the... Yamlin scores! Another nice assist there by Gunner, labeled to Drew Yamlin. Yamlin with 4 points. It's 7-5. Blackjacks with their 2-point lead. Here's a three-pointer by Austin. His second three-pointer in the first half. Austin drops it for three for Albany, and they take the lead by 1 point, 8-7. Blackjacks with the possession. Boyk on the baseline. A baseline fadeaway jumper. Good by Brayson Boyk. Boyk on the baseline. Fadeaway jump shot. And it went in. And the Blackjacks regained the lead 9-8. 13:50 to go in the first half. Austin. Go by Hasted. Zeke Austin with 8 points. 8 of the 10 points for the Albany Huskies. Huskies back up by one, 10-9, as the Blackjacks, Gunner Liebel, brings the ball to the floor, goes to the basket, low, and laid it up off the rim, no good, we got a whistle, and I think Gunner caught the ball out of bounds. Nice move there. Stratmon comes out, and Bo Johnson in for Dawson Boyd. Substitute. Hey, I have a special guest at halftime. I'm going to keep a secret again. You want to stick around for halftime. It's going to be a good one. 13:21 to play in the first half. Albany leading Dawson Boyd 10-9. Huskies with the possession here. This is Burnett. Throws this over to 22. Blackjacks are really playing an aggressive defense here. Olsen in. For the first time tonight, they go down low to number 22. Here's a short jumper off the rim. No good. And it's rebounded by Yamlin. Drew had good position there. And the Blackjacks with the ball. Yamlin top of the key. Over to Boyk. Boyk down low. They go to Gunnar Olsen, and Gunnar Olsen, I think, is fouled. Gunnar Olsen was fouled. Not sure who that foul was on Albany. But the Blackjacks will inbound the ball underneath their own basket. Gunnar Olsen at the top of the key is left wing. Yamlin for three off the iron. No good. Rebounded. Ball's loose. And Blake had it. It's taken away. Here's the easy basket for Albany. Griffin Lang with the basket. And it's 12-9, Albany. Blackjacks go down low, and they turn the ball over. Elliot Burnett with the ball. He's going down the floor, and he passes it. It's a loose ball picked up there by Hyla, and he hits a three. And Albany's on a run. 15-9, Albany. Timeout by Coach Corey Larson. We'll take a break and be back with more Granite City Classic boys basketball right after this.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Mattson Family Chiropractic prides themselves on helping you reach and achieve your goals that you have with care. Although most times getting out of pain is the primary goal, and Dr. Brock Mattson will do everything he can to help you achieve that. Chiropractic care is most often associated with neck and back pain, but Mattson Family Chiropractic offers so many other services as well, like sports physicals, DOT and drug testing. And does chiropractic care help kids? The answer is yes. Contact Dr. Brock Mattson today to set up an appointment. Call 320-269-7135. That's Mattson Family Chiropractic, Montevideo. Farmers at heart. At Beck's, that's who we are. Over 100 years, the Beck family has lived and farmed in central Indiana. And today, Bob Pearson Seeds is a proud Beck's dealer dedicated to serving farmers in Minnesota. To us, helping farmers succeed means so much more than just being a great seed supplier. We are committed to helping farmers seek new challenges, push boundaries, and innovate in an ever-changing industry. That's what makes Beck's different. We love what we do. We are and will remain heart. For more information, call Bob Pearson at 320-226-1534.
Welcome back to St. John's University. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. The Albany Huskies leading the Dawson Boys Blackjacks with 15-9, with 11:39 to play in the first half. Albany with the basketball. Timeout's over by Coach Corey Larson. And Albany loses the ball. The Blackjacks pick it up. Yamlin thinking about Gunnar Liebel to shoot a three. That rolls off the rim, goes in the corner, and last touch by a Blackjack. It'll be Albany Husky basketball. Albany, as I mentioned, beat Maranatha Christian yesterday in the Granite City Classic 70-53. Dawson Boyd beat state-ranked Nevis 67-62. Well, the Huskies with the basketball and a 15-9 lead on the Blackjacks. Hyla with the ball. No, the number 8, number 0, wide open down low, number 30, easy basket. Griffin Lang with 4 points. And 17-9. Boyk is going to go to the basket, lays it up and in. Grayson Boyk went strong to the basket. And Albany goes down the other end, and they miss the layup. That was Burnett. And here's Boyk. Quick pass. Yamlin wide open for a three. Oh, hit the rim, and it goes into the corner, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Albany basketball. Grayson Boyk with 7 points. Yamlin with 4. That's the 11 points for Dawson Boyd. Albany has 17 points. They went on a bit of a run there before that timeout by Coach Larson. Burnett down low, and they throw it out of bounds. Zeke Austin trying to hit his teammate, break into the basket underneath the Albany basket, and it went out of bounds. Too high. Turnover there by the Albany Huskies. The Blackjacks down 17-11, and they have the basketball. Yamlin, Gunner, quick pass to Boyk. Grayson loses it. He had a lot of body, no whistle there. A lot of body contact, no whistle. Albany gets the ball back. Here's a shot from the free throw line. Good by Elliot Burnett. His first basket. Yamlin. Hasted pass down the, and Hasted's fouled. Yamlin hit. Hasted break into the basket. Jackson, the sophomore, used his left hand. Didn't make the layup, but he was fouled. And I'm not sure who the foul was on there. Hasted's at the free throw line for Dawson Boyk. And Jackson just got his first point. Yesterday, Hasted had 15 points and 3 steals in the game in the win over Nevis. Jackson will shoot his second free throw. And that was no good. Rebounded there by Ashton Olson of the Huskies. Justin with the ball. Blackjack set up defensively. Zeke Austin's going to be playing college basketball. He wears number 0. Here's a three-pointer. It's way off the mark. Albany saves it and it goes in the hands of Stratmon. Stratmon down the Boyk. On the baseline, Brayson looked for something. No, he's just going to shoot it. And it's off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Gunner. Pops it out to Yamlin at the top of the key. 19-12, Albany. Yamlin working hard to the basket, lays it up and in. What a play by Drew Yamlin. Boy, Drew worked hard for that basket. And a lot of body contact, a lot of pushing and shoving underneath the basket. It's getting to be a physical game right now. Albany leading by 5, 19-14. Yamlin almost stole the ball. Albany way out at midcourt. This is Justin. Now number 3, Hyla goes to the basket, uses his left hand and scores. Hilla, Bennett Hilla is how you pronounce his name. Hilla. Over the basket. And Albany throws it up off the glass, no good, and Hasted with the board for Dawson Boyk. We got some fast action right now, folks. Up and down the floor quickly. 21-14. Yamlin wide open for a 3 off the back iron and a rebound there by Braden Justin of Albany. Albany 7-0 on the season. The Blackjacks 6-1. Coach Corey Larson said, let's play some D. Albany on offense, leading 21-14. Olson in the paint, pops it back out, driving to the basket. Hilla, left-handed shot, no good. Nice rebound by Yamlin up to Boyk. Boyk will pull it back out and set up the Dawson Boyk offense. Man-to-man defense here for Albany. Yamlin has a hot hand. He's on the right wing, right in front of the Albany bench. Now over to Stratmon. Stratmon goes to the basket, drops down to Drew. Drew uses his shot and scores again. Nice assist by Stratmon, and the head coach, Corey Schlegel for Albany, wants a timeout. 21-16, Albany with 7:27 to play. We'll be back with more Dawson Boyk Blackjack boys basketball right after this.
Hi, I'm Drew Yaman. I play for Blackjack Basketball, and you're listening to Blackjack Basketball on Q92.
One of our sports boosters is CCM Health.
When it came time to grow our family, we decided to go to CCM Health. From the moment we walk in the door to the people checking us in, everybody always has a friendly smile, and we just feel heard and cared for from the beginning to the end of our appointments. With the help and the support of my midwife and through the nurses, I was able to recover so much quicker emotionally, physically. I 100% would recommend going to CCM Health. CCM Health helped us grow our family and live our life.
Sports on Q92, also brought to you by the Madison EDA. They believe there are a lot of good reasons for past residents and newcomers to bring it home to Madison. Many people have moved back to the area for a variety of good reasons. The newly renovated MMN Elementary School and Black Pearl Valley High School are a couple of those reasons. The high school, with a 95% graduation rate, offers a variety of academic and athletic programs. For information on the Madison community, go online to madisonmn.info or call 320-598-7373. Bring it home to Madison.
Timeout's over by Albany's head coach Corey Schlegel. And coming out of commercial break, Albany just turned the ball over. 21-16. 21-16, Albany leading Dawson Boyd. 7-11 to play here in the first half. Yeah. Excuse me. Yamlin tried to hit Boyd, break into the basket, and Albany knocked the ball away. So Blackjacks get the ball underneath their own basket. They lob it into Yamlin, out that beyond the three-point arc. Out of Boyd, top of the key. Brayson to the free throw line. Stops his dribble, out to Gunnar Liebel. Blackjacks down 21-16. Yamlin underneath the basket, pushes down and shoots, and we're going to have an offensive charge called on Drew Yamlin. Drew Yamlin called with an offensive charge underneath the basket. And Corey Larson's talking with the referee right in front of me. I should put a headset on him. Corey's not happy with that offensive charge called on Yamlin. 21-16 Albany. Aggressive defense by both sides. Here's Austin, Zeke Austin, number zero, throws across the court to Olsen. Number 22, this is Ethan Meyer with the basketball. Yamlin guarding him. Zeke Austin, baseline jumper, good. Man, he don't miss. 10 points for the senior point guard, Zeke Austin. He wears number zero for Albany. And it's 23-16. Boykin down to Liebel on the baseline. Almost lost the ball, Gunner did. Now past the Halstead underneath the, on the baseline. Back out to Boyk. 5:59 to play in the first half. Halstead tries baseline cut off. In the Yamlin. Yamlin in the paint. Break to Halstead. Oh, Jackson missed a layup there. And a turnover there. Albany gets the basketball. Elliot Burnett, number 21, gets a screen. Blackjacks defended nicely there. 23-16, Albany. Zeke Austin for three off the rim. Yamlin with the rebound, down the Boyk, and it's lost. And it's picked up there by Elliot Burnett. Albany going the other way. Puts the shot up. Oh, blocked by Yamlin. Drew got a nice hand on it. There's track meet there up and down the floor quick. 23-16 Albany here in the first half from St. John's University. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Stratmon loses the ball to Ashton Olsen. 2-on-1, and Albany scores an easy basket. Coach Larson calls a quick timeout. 25-16 Albany. We'll take a break and be back with more boys basketball from St. John's University right after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Tufty Auto and Sales in Madison. Turn to Tufty Auto and Sales for all your collision and glass repair needs. Tufty's also has several bikes and ATVs, snowmobiles, and vehicles that are ready to go. Tufty Auto and Sales, located East Highway 40, Madison, Minnesota. Southwest Insurance Services, Incorporated of Camby and Grinnell Mutual, understand the value of teamwork. That's why we applaud the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our community. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Kerry Harding, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 507-223-7248 today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual and Reinsurance Company.
Paul Ramo back here at St. John's University. The Granite City Classic, it's called. Last game of the day here at St. John's. Right now, the timeout's over by Coach Corey Larson. Albany leading 25-16. Two state-ranked teams going at it here. Blake with the ball as we pick up the action. Stratmon, or this is Bo Johnson with the ball. He's trapped in the corner. Now gets it to Boyk. Boyk goes underneath the basket, tries to lay it up left-handed. It's short, and it's picked up by Zeke Austin. Number four in the game, Brady Wright Roeder for the first time. Albany goes down low, and we got a whistle. We got a couple bodies on the floor. What are they going to call? Dawson Boyd will... Dawson Boyd will get the basketball. Not sure what happened there, but the Blackjacks get the ball. They're down 25-16. You can hear Coach Corey Larson. He's standing right next to me. White go, and almost got the ball taken away from him. Yamlin picks it up. Here's Bo Johnson. Yamlin. Boink down low. He collides with the Albany Husky. They're both on the floor. Here's a fast break for Albany. Yamlin with the block. And we're going the other way. Gunnar Liebel down to Boink in the corner. Man, there's some fast action going. And now foul on Albany's number 22, Ethan Meyer, on Brayson Boink. And you can hear the Albany fans behind me. Dawson Boyd fans sitting in front of me here. Jackson Hastert's going to come back into the game now. 25-16, 3:39. Phone comes out, Hastert back in. Gunnar Liebel gets the ball from the referee underneath the blackjack basket. Boyd down in the corner to Bo Johnson. Back to Brayson. Brayson at the free throw line, bumped hard, no whistle. Gunnar Liebel has the ball. He goes to the basket. He scores and he's fouled. Gunnar Liebel's first point here in the ball game. His first field goal for Gunnar Liebel at the 3:29 mark, and he was fouled, and he'll try to make it a three-point play. Nice job by Gunnar Liebel there. He exploded to the basket. Here's Gunner trying to make it a three-point play, and he does with his free throw. And the Blackjacks have cut it to 25-19. We've got 3:24 to go in the first half. We'll have our Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report coming up, and we got a special halftime guest. Here's Austin for three again. My goodness, this kid does not miss. 13 points for the senior point guard, Zeke Austin. Blake in the paint. He's fouled. There goes number four, Albany's Brady Ryder. And you can see that from here. The crowd is really getting into it. I don't know if you can hear the crowd in the background, but both Albany and Dawson, boy, they're making a lot of noise. There's a lot of fans here tonight. Blackjacks inbound it down 28-19. Asset. Defensive matchup. Here's Yalman for three, off the rim, rebounded there by Albany's Elliot Burnett. Burnett being harassed down the floor. Blackjacks recover nicely. Austin, Zeke Austin being guarded by Boyd. Stops his dribble, goes down low. Austin, now Albany's top of the key. Good defense by Dawson Boyd. 2:27 to play, 28-19 Albany. Listen to the crowd. It's getting loud in here. Albany down low. They scooped it up. That was Elliot Burnett. He's thrown to the floor. Foul on Dawson Boyd. Oh, that was Gunnar Liebel with the foul. That's Gunnar's first free, foul. To the line is 6'2" senior guard Elliot Burnett. He has 4 points here in the first half for Albany. Free throws up and good. Nothing but net. 29-19. It's a 10-point lead. Biggest lead of the night here. Carson Stratmon back into the game. And Albany's Jake Butweiler returns to the floor for the Huskies. At the free throw line, Albany's Elliot Burnett. His free throw is good. He has 6 points for Albany. Gunnar Liebel brings the ball up the floor. Now the Boyk, top of the key, swings it in the corner to Stratmon. Stratmon, pass, picked off. Now it's thrown back by Hastead. And Hastead loses the ball. Here's a 3-on-0 for Albany. And they lay it up and in. Boy, Albany can run the floor fast. 32-19, Huskies. Yamlin looking the back door. I think he traveled, and he did. He was trying to hit Hastead, break into the basket. And Drew was whistled for the travel. 32-19 for the Blackjacks. Albany is undefeated. They play in the West Central Conference. They're 7-0 on the season, ranked number one in Class AA. Elliot Burnett. Now here's Zeke Austin down the baseline, and he throws the ball. No, he keeps it. 25. Butweiler saved it. Here's a three-pointer by Justin, and it's good. Braden Justin. It's a three. Biggest lead now, Albany 35, Dawson Boyd 19. Let's see if the Blackjacks can finish strong here before halftime. Need to go on a quick run themselves here before half. Boy, the fast breaks in the last few trips down to Albany, when they get a loose ball, they're running the floor, man. Fast. Grayson Boyk will be at the free throw line and fall on Albany. Free throws up and good by Brayson. 8 points for Brayson. 8 points for Drew Yamlin. Boyk with eight. Boyk will get a second free throw here. On its way, and nothing but net. 9 points for Brayson. Well, with a minute four to go here before halftime, 35-21. Huskies leading the Blackjacks. Braden Justin. And here's Austin for three from the corner again. That's his fourth three-pointer of the first half for the Albany Huskies. Like I said, he does not miss. 38-21. Man, he's got a hot hand right now. There's 47 seconds to play in the first half. The Blackjacks have the ball on their side of the court. Grayson wanted to pull a three, pulls it back down. Here's Gunner from the free throw line, jump shot, and it won't go. Rebounded by Albany. Here comes Burnett. Quick pass to Austin, back to Burnett. Burnett with 6 points for the Huskies. A little difference about a 3-4 second difference on the shot clock. 18 on the shot clock for the Huskies. They're going to just run the shot clock down here. Burnett out at midcourt. 10 seconds to go in the first half. 2 second difference on the shot clock. Here's Austin for three again, and he hits another one. My goodness. Blackjack Stratmon from half court missed everything. And it's the Zeke Austin show right now for the Albany Huskies. Wow. He, I think he's got 19 points. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 three-pointers for the senior guard, Zeke Austin. That's your halftime score, 41-21. Albany will come back, and I'm going to reveal my surprise halftime guest coming up here on the Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime show right after these words from our fine sponsors.
Hi, I'm Gunnar Liebel of the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, and you're listening to Blackjack Basketball on Q92.
Sports on Q92, also sponsored by Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, Minnesota. Landowners, for all your tiling, drainage, and excavating needs, contact Nate Ludvigson of Ludvigson Tiling at 320-226-7022. Nate gives estimates upon request and all work guaranteed. That's Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, another fine Q92 sports booster. Another sports booster on Q92 is the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers Association. Being a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers gives you opportunities to give back to your community, be more involved in public policy, and be more informed on issues affecting local farmers. To find out more information about the benefits or to become a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, contact Dwight Mork or Jeff Rankins today. Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, proud to sponsor high school sports here on Q92.
It's time for the halftime report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
I'm with Monica from Monica's Apparel and Accessories. Monica, what's happening?
What's happening? Can you see all the freight that's come in? There's boxes all over and plastic all over because I've gotten over 200 pieces of jewelry in, and I'm so pumped. And I've got all this clothing to match up with the jewelry, and I have a black and white room that's ready, and my main room is full of color, and I'm ready for people to come in and shop and have a dark chocolate Sea Salt Caramel. I have gift certificates available, and I wrap.
Where are you located and when you open, Monica?
931 Chestnut Street in Awesome Dawson, Minnesota, kitty corner from the school. And I'm open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment, and like me on Facebook.
Welcome to Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Paul Ramel here at St. John's University tonight for the Granite City Classic basketball tournament. And the last game here, I think there's like five, six games here at St. John's today. This is the last one of the day, and it's a good one. Two state-ranked teams, a very good Albany team, a very good Blackjack team. Right now, Albany went on a big run there. They lead 41-21 over the Blackjacks at halftime. We'll go through the scoring in a little bit, but I've been giving you a tease of who my halftime guest is. I'm going to reveal it right now. It all started on Facebook. We're friends on Facebook. Laura joins me. Laura?
Yes, this is Laura Relke. But if you're from Dawson, you know me as Laura Jacobs. I was a first grade teacher there for a few years.
All right. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
The reason I have Laura on the radio with me, we're friends on Facebook,
correct,
social media.
Yep.
And you saw that Albany was going to play Dawson Boyd.
Right.
And so that connected you, right?
Right.
Talk about that.
Yeah. So I taught in Dawson Boyd for those 3 years and then left and got closer to home and ended up in Albany. So I taught second grade there for 7 years and now I'm a principal. And so I have been waiting for 11 years since I left Dawson Boyd for these two teams to match up. Yep, either in any sport. Both teams have really good football teams and basketball teams, and so this is like my Super Bowl.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're excited. When I first met you tonight, you were really excited about
Absolutely.
This game.
Yeah.
So you know a lot of Dawson people still?
And right, yep. So I've been sitting over on the Dawson side tonight getting a little grief, but I do have my sweatshirt on that said, I just hope both teams have fun.
Oh, look at your sweatshirt there.
Yep, I kind of understand how Donna Kelsey felt during the Super Bowl
year.
So
Kelsey's mom, right?
Yep. Travis and Jason's mom.
Yep.
And so I'm here, and I have never been able to cheer for a full game. Every point that's scored, I get to cheer tonight.
There, you get to cheer all the time, then. But you said you're so excited that these two teams are playing each other, Albany and Dawson Boyd. But you said to make the dream come true, you'd like to be a halftime guest
right.
with Paul Ramel in 1992.
Right. Yep.
So I'm making your dream come true there, Laura.
You are. I had to put my money where my mouth is.
Some of your friends were teasing me. Ask her hard questions about basketball.
Oh, yeah. No, let's not go there. No. I spend a lot of time cheering when the people around me cheer.
So talk about the time you were in Dawson Boyd then.
Yeah.
So, you're a teacher, you said?
Correct, okay. Yep. So I moved down there in 2010 with my son Caleb, who was 4 at the time, just the two of us. And I have never felt so welcomed by a community. It was like we were instantly at home. I loved the people. I loved the welcome.
It's a great community.
Yeah, it's wonderful. I love being so. It was really hard to leave. It was one of the hardest decisions I've ever made. But I wanted to get closer to family, and so I did leave. But I don't think there's been a year since we've left that we haven't made it to a Dawson Boyd event, or basketball or baseball. So.
Now, you've had some of these players you're telling me. Tell us about that.
Correct. So
Left Dawson. Yeah.
Right. This year's seniors actually are the first group of kids I didn't teach. They were kindergartners when I was there. So I was friends with a lot of their parents. And knew them from when they were in kindergarten getting ready to come to first grade. And then this year's seniors in Albany are actually the first group that I did teach in Albany in second grade.
Oh, full circle for
you. Yeah, and my son is a senior this year, too.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So you're principal now in Albany.
I am.
A principal of what?
I'm the principal at our Early Learning Center.
Okay.
We just opened a new building for preschool and kindergarten.
Oh,
so,
wow.
It's a pretty good time.
You must have really good patients, right?
Most days, yeah. The teachers are the really patient ones.
And we just ran into a former Madisonite, too, that's in Albany.
We did. So when I first started teaching in Albany, when I got hired, I taught with Denise Crowett. And so she and I taught together for 7 years. Before she retired, and so my joke is always all roads lead to Dawson.
Yeah, I just visited with Denise and you before the game here. Yeah, it's nice to see Denise.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yep, she's one of our best subs.
She just retired from teaching, right?
She did. She retired in 2020,
okay.
I believe. But she still subs. She comes back and does testing for us. She can't stay away. So.
Okay. All right. Well, Laura, I tell you what, it's been a lot of fun, and I'm glad I could help you fulfill a dream.
You did. You made my dream come true. This game and talking to you.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, thanks, Paul.
Yeah, you bet, and thanks for being my halftime guest. Stick around for a minute.
Okay.
And, Laura and... last name?
Laura Rauke.
Rauke.
Yes,
okay,
sorry.
There you go. I'm old, you know. I gotta,
and it's a tricky one. These Stearns County names.
All right. Thanks, Laura.
Thank you.
All right. Tell you what, that wraps up our Monica's Apparel and Accessories, and we're just thought, you know Monica.
I do. I've been to her shop.
You've been to her shop.
Yep.
Yeah. If Monica listens every halftime.
Oh, good. Hi, Monica.
There you go. And we'll take a break. Second half is about to start here in a couple minutes. Blackjack's down 41-21. Let's see if they can have a comeback here against the number one ranked team in Class AA. We'll be back after this.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson.
Sports also brought to you by Kluver Law Office and Mediation Center, located both in Dawson and Monty. Offer bankruptcy, criminal defense, civil litigation, probate, divorce, custody, real estate, estate planning, and wills. Call 320-769-2150. Kluver Law Office, or check them out online at www.kluverlaw.com.
Mineota Building Materials, located along Highway 68 in Mineota, has all your complete building needs. Competitive prices, free estimates, and materials on hand. So stop in and visit with Kevin Jerzak, manager. They have what you are looking for. That's Mineota Building Material, Mineota.
Myers Electric and Infrared is your one-stop shop for all of your electrical needs. Whether it be replacing a broken light switch or wiring your new home or business, Myers Electric and Infrared are the ones to call for expert advice and professional service. We service the entire KLQP listening area and would love the opportunity to work with you on your next electrical project. Check us out on the web at MyersEandI.com, like us on Facebook, and call 320-226-7447 for your free estimate.
Ryan Smith Seeds says it's time to make every seed count with AgriPartners' premier seed line, AP Select, offering varieties with Enlist E3, Liberty Link GT27, and conventional soybeans, as well as Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans in a premium corn lineup through REA Hybrid. We have a seed product fit for your field. Call Ryan Smith today at 320-226-05-874-2550. Ryan Smith Seeds.
All right, thank you.
Yep.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to St. John's University. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. We're going to get our second half underway here. The Blackjacks down 41-21. Albany Huskies, Zeke Austin, 19 points in the first half. He's going to play college basketball in Jamestown next year. And, boy, he could not miss in the first half. Amazing. Albany has a possession to start the second half. They go down for a three-pointer right off the bat. It's off the side rim. No good. We got a foul on Albany's number 25, Jake Buttweiler. Just was informed one of the referees here is Lee Boris. I'm not sure how he's related to Gary Boris, but he is related to Gary Boris. Lee Boris, one of the referees, reffing tonight. Let's see if the Blackjacks. They go down low to Blake, and Blake fouled by number 22, Ethan Meyer. And number 22 with the foul, he's going to come out of the game. That was his fourth foul. Ethan Meyer with his fourth foul, one of the starters for Albany. You have to sit on the bench most of the second half. Blackjacks inbound it. Yaman, and he throws it away right in the hands of Elliot Burnett. He's going down the floor, pulls it back out. Here's a three-pointer by Zeke Austin again. And he pushed to the floor, no foul. That was the sixth three-pointer here in the ball game. Blackjacks down 44-21. Here's a three-pointer by Boyk. Deep in the corner, Boyk knocks a three down. 44-24. Here's Zeke in a shot from the baseline. Another three. This time by Braden Justin. Here's a second three-pointer. The three-pointers are flying here for Albany. Oh, nice pass from Haston. Boyk down and misses shot underneath. Picked up there by Zeke Austin. Austin. Down low they go. Albany, number 30, going 1-1 to Yamlin, and 30 scores. Griffin Lang. And it's 49-24. Albany. Wow. Trying to count up the three-pointers here. Oh, and then the inbound pass. Elliot Burnett steals the ball, goes in for the layup. And Coach Corey Larson's going to call a full timeout. 51-24, Albany. Timeout on the floor. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Brayson Boyk of the Dawson Boyd Boys basketball team, and you're listening to Paul Ramo on Q92.
Rural Solutions Technology Center in downtown Madison can assist you with all your technology needs. John Whitty and his crew of trained technicians have a large workshop for timely repairs of your home and office PCs and a retail area stocked with computers and components for your home and business technology needs. Stop in and see them anytime. They're located in downtown Madison. Rural Solutions, proud to be a Q92 sports booster. Pro Image Partners in Ortonville looks forward to serving all your garment printing and embroidery needs. Pro Image Partners has corporate apparel programs, school spirit wear, casual wear, t-shirts, and many, many miscellaneous items. When you think Pro Image Partners, you think quality, service, and commitment. Pro Image Partners, putting your image first. A Q92 sports booster.
Paul Ramo back here at St. John's University. The Albany Huskies are on a 13-3 run to start the second half. Timeout's over by Coach Corey Larson with a full timeout. And the Huskies, Zeke Austin, their senior point guard. My goodness. 22 points in the ballgame. He has 6 3-pointers. Blake with the ball off the timeout. The Blackjacks with the possession. Got a lot of work to do here. Here's Stratton, one from deep three. Hits the rim, no good. Yamlin with the rebound. Shot put back up. That won't go. Blackjacks can't get a basket. Zeke Austin quickly down. They throw it in the corner. Austin drives to the basket. Throws it down low. The ball's loose. Picked up by Albany. And they keep possession. Austin for three. And he missed that one. A rare miss there by number 0, Zeke Austin. That was way short. Blackjacks pick it up. Gunnar Lebo on the right wing. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now throws it back over to Boyk. Here's Hasted on the baseline. Out to Stratmon. Stratmon looking inside. Nothing there. Here's Boyk for three from the top of the key. Brayson Boyk with his second three-pointer. He's got 15 to lead the Blackjacks. 15 minutes to go in this basketball game. 51-27 Albany. They've gone on a couple big runs. And throwing the ball up there was Elliot Burnett, and he's fouled. Switched hands in midair. Arson Stratmon with the foul for Dawson Boyd. This is what's called the Granite City Classic. I know 8-10 locations around the St. Cloud area yesterday and today. I think there were 6 games here yesterday and 6 games today at St. John's University. I know St. Cloud Apollo, St. Cloud State, Sauk Rapids, Rice High School. That's just some of the... That was one free throw there by Elliot Burnett. Blackjacks with the ball. They're down 52-27. Yamlin... for a long three, he glanced off the rim, no good. Rebounded there by Elliot Burnett. He's off and running for Albany. He's in the paint, down on the baseline, pulls it back out. Austin with the ball, back out to Burnett. Blackjack defended. No, nice pass down low, and scoring is a Heath foul. Boy, the Albany Huskies are just aggressive. 54-27 is the score. And to the free throw line is Griffin Lang. He has 8 points in the game. He'll try to make it a three-point play from the free throw line for the Albany Huskies. Free throws up and rolls off the rim. No good. Boarded there by Boyd. Grayson Yaman will bring the ball up the floor. Gives it to Stratmon. Stratmon, crossover dribble, goes to the basket, and is blocked out of bounds by Elliot Burnett. Then the Albany fans behind me make a lot of noise. 14:09 to go in the basketball game. Both these teams won their games yesterday in the Granite City Classic. Blackjack inbound it. Boyd hits the inbound pass and puts it in for two. 54-29, Albany. Blackjacks need to go on a run themselves here. Albany has not lost a game this year. They're 7-0, and they've got a travel called on Albany's Elliot Burnett in the paint. Albany is currently ranked number one in Class AA. 7-0 on are 6-1, and they're ranked number two, and they beat state-ranked Nevis yesterday, the Blackjacks did. And Hasted tried to go down low to Brayson, and it went off his fingertips out of bounds. Not much for the Blackjack fans to cheer about tonight, as of right now anyway. Albany will bring the ball up the floor slowly. This is Elliot Burnett with 9 points. Throws it to the left wing to number three, Hilla. And there's a short fadeaway jumper by Gasso. Zeke Elliott again. 24 points for Zeke Elliott. And we got a stoppage of play. What was that? Oh, a delay of game. Okay. Delay of game warning on Albany. And the Blackjacks will have the basketball. Boyk will dribble the ball across midcourt. They're down 56-29. Yamlin in the corner, deep in the corner, looking for someone to pass to. Now dribbles out of there. The Gunner. Gunner goes in the paint, goes to the basket, lays it up and in. Gunner Label. Label with 5 points. 56-31. Huskies leading the Blackjacks here in the second half. They go down low to Elliott. Shot up, no good. Yeah, Yamlin with the rebound, and True is fouled, going for the rebound. Leave Griffin Lang foul them. It is Griffin Lang with the foul for the Albany Huskies. Here's Gunner dribbling the ball right by me here. Going to my left, Gunner Liebel. Now he stops the dribble over to Yamlin. Nice pass underneath to Boyk, and Boyk is hammered by Griffin Lang. Nice pass from Yamlin to Boyk. Well, it's good to, good to play tough competition. Blackjacks need that down the stretch here. Got a lot of basketball to be played yet here in the season, of course. Boyk at the free throw line. He missed his free throw. Boyk will get a second free throw. Brayson with 17 points tonight. He's hit 2 3-pointers. Boyk's second free throw on its way, and nothing but net for Brayson. 56-32. 12:20 to go in this ball game from St. John's University in Collegeville. Nice crowd on hand here tonight. A lot of Dawson Boyd fans making the trip on a beautiful Saturday. Wasn't it gorgeous today? Here's a long three by Albany's Ashton Olson, his first point of the game. And the junior bombed one from three-point land. Albany's hitting the three-pointers tonight. Now has to dribble, and he's fouled. by Jake Buttweiler, 59-32. 6 3-pointers by Zeke Austin, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 3-pointers in the game for the Albany Huskies. Boyk will get the ball underneath the blackjack basket. And Boyk lobs it into Yamlin at the free throw line. Nice pass underneath the gunner. Puts a quick one-handed shot up. No good. Rebounded by Albany. Here's Zeke Austin. Goes to the basket. Shot up. No good. Over the rim. A rare miss there by the senior Zeke Austin of the Huskies that grabs the board. Boyk, long three. Ooh, Grayson a little short on that, and it goes out of bounds. Into the game for Dawson Boyd is Bo Johnson. Bo Johnson comes onto the floor with 11:30 to go in this basketball game here at the Granite City Classic. Beautiful campus, St. John's University. Drove around it this afternoon. Albany with the possession. Here's Hilla, goes to the basket, lays it up, and it rolls off the rim, no good. And I think he was fouled either by Stratmone or Yamlin. And going to the free throw line will be Albany's Bennett Hilla, a senior. A lot of seniors on this Albany team. Hilla's free throw's good. Gives him 6 points. Yeah, just a gorgeous day. I think it reached, what, 53, 54 degrees in Madison this afternoon. Second free throw by Hilla. And, yeah, you don't end of December, you get 50 degrees, we'll take it, right? Blackjacks with the ball. Yamlin, here's Gunner outside the three-point arc. Oh, nice pass from Boyk to Yamlin. Oh, my goodness. Joe Yamlin with his first basket here in the second half. He has 10 points. Beautiful assist there by Brayson. He threw a bullet underneath the blackjack basket to Drew. 61-34. Albany leading Dawson Boyd. Albany in the paint. Shot up. No good. Rebounded there by Boyk. Brayson quickly up the floor. Gonna crossover dribble, thinking about a three. Over to Yamlin. Bo Johnson, Stratmone top of the key, back to Johnson. Johnson, quick pass underneath, knocked away by Albany, but the Blackjacks keep possession. And Drew with a semi-hook shot, won't go, no good. Picked up by Albany's number 21, Elliot Burnett. Albany not in no hurry here. I'll run the shot clock. Under 10 minutes to go in the ball game. Albany drives baseline, almost lost the ball. Now here's a three-pointer by Zeke Austin. He missed one. He finally missed a three-point shot. Blackjacks with the ball. Stratmone. Cross-court to Gunner. Boyk from the baseline three. Off the rim. Yamlin fighting for the rebound. Oh, last touch by Albany. Bennett Hill out. In now for Dawson Boyd. Here's Cade Solem. Cade Solem comes in for the first time tonight, I believe. In for the Huskies, Brady Reuter. Albany leading 61-34. Blackjacks inbound it. Boyk for three. Glance off the front of the rim. No good. Here's the Huskies with the basketball. 9:20 to go in the ball game. We'll have our Neon Needles post-game show coming up. 61-34. Austin stops at the free throw line. Now to Ashton Olsen in the paint. Back out to number three. And he goes to the basket. A one-handed floater off the glass. No good. Number three gets the rebound. Puts it up and in. Bennett with 9 points. Gunner goes hard to the basket underneath. Layup. No good. He's fouled and pushed to the floor. Gunner Liebel. Gunner with 5 points tonight. yesterday against Nevis. Liebel had 17 points and 5 assists. And Gunner's at the free throw line. His free throw's up and good. A substitute coming in for Albany now, number 20, Lucas Goebel. Corey Schlegel's going to get some new players in here for the Huskies, leading 63-35. Liebel's free throw is good. Albany will bring it up the floor. Number 0, the leading scorer with 24 points, Zeke Austin. Blackjacks remain in a man-to-man defense here. They go down low to number 20. Kicks it out. Austin, baseline fadeaway. Good. 26 points for the senior point guard for the Albany Huskies. 65-36. Liebel in the paint. Out to Boyk. Boyk tries to split a couple defenders. Lays it up with one hand and scores. 20 for Brayson. Nice move to the basket by Boyk. Made it look smooth. Exactly 8 minutes to go in the basketball game. 65-38. Here's Austin for three again. My goodness. What is going on? His seventh three-pointer of the game. He has 29 points. My goodness. Going to play college basketball, I believe. It's in Jamestown next year. And now Albany's Lucas Goebel on a foul on Boyk. Gunnar Olsen comes into the game along with Hastedt. Oh, no, the referee said they got to go back. Not yet. Now they can come in. You don't come in until the referee says you can come in. Brayson Boyk will go to the free throw line. Brayson has 20 points. He'll try to make it 21. Here's the free throw, and it's good. 68-39. Brayson's second free throw here could hit the 40 mark for the Blackjacks. And that's no good. Rebounded by number 4, Brady Roeder. Well, it's the Albany went on two big runs right before halftime and right out of the gate after halftime. Albany went on a 13-3 run. That's the difference. Albany, oh, nice move on the baseline. Ashton Olsen, my goodness. A spin move by Ashton Olsen. Here's Boyk over to Cade Solem. Boyk on the baseline, drives baseline, kicks it over to Gunner Olsen. Gunner's shot is short, hit the front of the rim. Rebounded by Ashton Olsen. There's an Olsen on the Albany team, an Olsen on the Blackjack team on the floor right now. Kind of expect that name around this area. And Drew Boyk with the foul on Zeke Austin. I arrived here at about 4:30 this afternoon, caught a couple basketball games. Alexandria girls, and they beat Rock Ridge. Alexandria's ranked number 2, Rock Ridge was ranked 7th. That was one whale of a girls basketball game here at St. John's. Free throw is missed there by Zeke Austin. He'll get a second free throw. That was a fantastic girls basketball game. I think it was 67-64 or something like that. Free throw is good, and that gives him 30. He hits the 30 mark. And he comes out of the game, and the Albany fans, big round of applause, 30 points for Zeke Austin with 7 three-pointers. 6:30 to play. Blackjacks try to go alley-oop a little too far for Brayson. Albany with the basketball. Ashton Olsen at the top of the key for Albany. They lead 71-39. And the ball stolen by Hastedt. Jackson Hastedt steals the ball up to Boyk. Boyk, crossover dribble, puts up a three. and that one won't go. Rebounded by Solem. Hands the ball over to Blake. Now Gunner will drive baseline, lays it up off the glass. Nice move to the basket by the Blackjacks, Gunner Liebel. 9 points for Gunner. 71-41. Well, we started out the game 3-3, 5-5. And then it was a run there right before half. I think it was 14-3 run before half, and then a 13-3 run at the start of the second half. Ball was number 5 for Albany. Braden Justin, and that'll put Brayson Boyk to the free throw line. Gunner Liebel can come out of the game. We'll run through some scores. A lot of holiday basketball tournaments in the area today. Free throw there by Boyk is good. Gives him 22. Go through all the some of the scores in the holiday basketball tournaments around the Q92 listening area. Second free throw. Boyk's going to come out of the game. He has 23 points for Brayson. Drew Yamlin back in. Boys and girls holiday tournaments today. Albany with the possession here. And they're in the paint. They put up a pass down low. And, Gunner Olsen swatted the ball away. Now a three-pointer there by number 5, Braden Justin. That won't go. And then he steals the ball back. Albany keeps possession. Here's a three-pointer by Ashton Olsen. No good. And getting the rebound, Hasted. Gets it over to Solem. To Stratmon. 4:50 to go. Albany with a 71-43 lead. Here's Yamlin. Puts up a long three. Swish for Drew Yamlin. That's Drew's first three-pointer in the game. He has 13 points for Dawson Boyd. Drew Yamlin. Nothing but for Yamlin. 71-46 the score. Albany leading Dawson Boyd here at St. John's University Granite City Classic. Here's a three-pointer by Elliot Burnett. No good. And Solem lets the ball go out of bounds. Ooh, the referee almost tripped over one of the guys waiting to go in. Yeah. The referee almost tripped over Bo Johnson, almost fell on top of him. Four minutes on the clock. And we'll have our Neon Needle post-game show coming up here. Go through the scoring. Mason Boffin into the game for the first time tonight. Mason. Here's Stratmon for three. No good. The ball's loose. Picked up by Albany. Albany's Braden Justin will bring the ball across midcourt. 3:30 to go in the ball game. 71-46. They go down low. Turnaround jumper. Rolls off the rim. No good. Stratmon with the rebound. That shot was by Griffin Lang of the Huskies. Dawson Boyd with the possession. Yamlin, way out. Ooh, big NBA three. That missed everything. Way short for Drew. That was an NBA three attempt there by Yamlin. And the rest of the starters coming out of the game for the Albany Huskies, and they get a nice hand from the Albany Huskies. Yamlin's coming out for Dawson Boyd. 3:04 to go in the ball game. Huskies will go to 8-0 on the season. It's the second loss. It'll be the second loss for the Blackjacks here against two very good teams. They lost to Cherry and Edina a few weeks ago. Number one ranked team in Class A. Close game with Cherry. Cherry Tigers. And they lost the number one team in Double A. So I'm expecting they won't drop in the polls at all. And Blackjacks with the ball. Now it's picked off. by Albany's Ashton Olson. Oh, and Stratmon fouls number 15, Jackson Austin, hard. Jackson Austin must be a brother of Zeke Austin. Jackson Austin is a sophomore. Might be his cousin. I'm not sure. Free throw's good. And Jackson Austin gets a free throw and gets on the scoreboard. 72-46. Albany leading these Blackjacks here tonight. Free throw's up and no good. Rebounded there by the Blackjacks, Mason Boffin. Here comes Dawson Boyd, Stratmon, Carson, over to Solem. 2:20 to play. Here's a three-pointer by Bo Johnson. Bo Johnson hits a three for Dawson Boyd, his first points of the game. Nice shot there by Bo. Here's a long three, and that almost went in for Albany. And it's picked up there by Cade Solem. Solem, crossover dribble. Now to Carson. Here's Mason with the basketball. Good defense by Albany. Bo Johnson over to Stratmon. Stratmon to Solem. In the corner, they go down low. Nice pass. What a pass by Bo Johnson, and scoring is number 11, Colton Boffin. Wow, Colton Boffin with the basket. Coming in for Dawson Boyd is Ace Larson, a sophomore, 6-foot sophomore. His first action tonight, Colton Boffin just made the basket. And number 20, Landon Keeman, in for the Blackjacks with 1:26 to go here in the ballgame. Albany with the possession. Tough game when the team goes on big streaks. There's a long three-pointer by Albany. No good. That was by number 10, Lucas Hondel. And he gets his own rebound. Keeps possession for the Huskies. 1 minute. 1 minute left in the ball game. Huskies with the ball. Number 32. Huskies will go 2-0 here in the Granite City Classic. And 45 seconds to play. Dawson Boyd with the basketball. And they go in the paint. Here's a shot up and in by 4 points for Colton off the bench. And it's 72-53. 25 seconds to go in the game. Oh, nice pass down low. And number 34, Colton Bauer of Albany, gets the point. He's a 6'5" sophomore. Here's Ace Larson for a three in the corner, and it went over the rim. A little too much strength there for Ace Larson at his Wheaties this morning. 3 seconds to go in the game. And here's your final score. Albany defeats Dawson Boyd 74-53. We'll take a break, come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after these words from our fine sponsors.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Hi, I'm Drew Yaman. I play for Blackjack Basketball, and you're listening to Blackjack Basketball on Q92.
Mineota Building Materials, located along Highway 68 in Mineota, has all your complete building needs, competitive prices, free estimates, and materials on hand. So stop in and visit with Kevin Jerzak, manager. They have what you are looking for. That's Mineota Building Material, Mineota.
Myers Electric and Infrared is your one-stop shop for all of your electrical needs. Whether it be replacing a broken light switch or wiring your new home or business, Myers Electric and Infrared are the ones to call for expert advice and professional service. We service the entire KLQP listening area and would love the opportunity to work with you on your next electrical project. Check us out on the web at MyersEandI.com, like us on Facebook, and call 320-226-7447 for your free estimate.
Brian Smith Seeds says it's time to make every seed count with AgriPartners' premier seed line, AP Select, offering varieties with Enlist E3, Liberty Link GT27, and conventional soybeans, as well as Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans in a premium corn lineup through REA Hybrid. We have a seed product fit for your field. Call Ryan Smith today at 320-226-1079 or AgriPartners at 605-874-2550. Ryan Smith Seeds.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Welcome back to St. John's University in Collegeville. Here's your final score tonight. Two state-ranked teams battled it out. And I should mention, this is the Neon Needles post-game show. Albany defeats Dawson Boyd 74-53. They remain undefeated. They're 8-0 right now, and they'll remain at the number one ranking in Class AA. Blackjacks suffer their second loss of the season. Two state-ranked, number one-ranked teams in the state, Cherry and Albany, and they're 6-2. And it was a game of runs right before halftime and right after halftime for Albany. They went, especially right out of the gate and started the second half. Albany went on a 13-3 run, and the Blackjacks just couldn't recover. Scoring for, we'll start with Albany. Colton Bauer with 2 points, Griffin Lang with 8, Elliot Burnett with 8, and Justin with 10, Bennett Hilla with 9, and your leading scorer, a very good basketball player, 6'3" senior, Zeke Austin. Zeke Austin hit 7 3-pointers in the game. He could not miss in the first half. He ends up with 30 points tonight, and he's headed to Jamestown to play college ball next year. Outstanding player. 30 points for Zeke Austin. For the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks tonight, so 6 players scored. Jackson Hasted with a point, a free throw. Colton Bothan with 4. Drew Yomlin had 13. Bo Johnson hit a 3-pointer. Gunnar Lebo with 9. And your leading scorer tonight was Brayson Boyk. Boyk with 23 points for the Blackjacks. Next up for Dawson Boyd, looks like they got the week off next week. And then they travel to Southwest Minnesota Christian. The Eagles are 3-2. On the season. That game's next Saturday. Next Saturday at 3 o'clock at Southwest Minnesota Christian of Edgerton. And that's always a battle when Dawson Boyd and Southwest Christian get together, that's for sure. All right. And I should mention Albany was without their best player, actually. Some kind of injury. He's going to play at Morehead State. He's a 6'7" forward, Sam Hondel, and he did not even play tonight. And they still put up 74 points. Neon Needles Subway player of the game, of course, Albany's Zeke Austin with his 30 points. And our Ag Plus Cooperative play of the game, I'm going to go with, let's see, I wrote it down on my, here's my paper. Yeah, a fadeaway three-pointer by Boyk in the corner. That was pretty impressive. I think that happened in the first half. Brayson with a fadeaway, almost falling down in the quarter, hit a three-pointer, nothing but net. That'll be our A-plus cooperative play of the game. So our next broadcast will come Thursday. I'll be out at La Caparo Valley with the La Caparo Valley girls basketball team as they host the Tracy Milroy Ballatin Panthers. That's Thursday, 7:30. And then Friday, it's dance. We're going to cover dance Friday out at La Caparo Valley, a huge dance competition. La Caparo Valley Dawson Boys Shadows, of course, hosting. Cambi Mignota dance team will be there, YME, Montevideo, and then Holly is making the trip down. Holly, of course, coached by Grace Johnson, a former Shadow. And they're doing a taco feed, and that's next Friday out at La Caparo Valley. And we'll be out there covering that. We'll cover the results and do a lot of interviews. That's next Friday here on Q92. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Thanks to Phil back at the studio for working the board. Appreciate that. Thanks to all our fine sponsors here on Q92. Once again, your final score, number one ranked team in Class AA, Albany Huskies beat the number two ranked team in Class A, the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, 74-53. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market and Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludwigs and Tiling, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Mineota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM. The time is 9:11 here at KLQP-FM.
The holiday season is a time for family, friends, and celebrating our community. At United Prairie Bank, we're proud to be family-owned and community-minded, with local banking experts dedicated to helping you achieve your financial goals in the new year. Happy holidays to you and your family from United Prairie Bank, member FDIC.
Helping you grow, making your dreams come true. United Prairie Bank will help you get there.
Great music for Bellingham, Marietta, and Nassau on Q92 KLQP-FM.